Most people have no idea how many different surveillance technologies are already tracking everywhere they go, everything they do, everything they buy, everything they watch, and everyone they spend time with in person or online. The data collected on all of us by these surveillance technologies is often called patterns of life data. Patterns of life data is used for two primary purposes. Data brokers collect, aggregate, and analyze patterns of life data about you so you can be targeted with incredibly effective advertisements, including political ads, that are tailored for people with your specific socioeconomic status, family status, health status, hobbies, beliefs, and opinions. But it doesn't end there. Under a bill currently moving through the Florida legislature, pattern of life data will be used for identifying enemies of the state. You may be wondering what it takes to be deemed an enemy of the state. According to Florida House Bill 945, an enemy of the state includes, quote, a person whose demonstrated actions, views, or opinions are a threat or are inimical to the interest of this state or the United States. But don't worry, if you aren't thinking anything wrong, you shouldn't have to worry about the government using AI to analyze and judge your patterns of life data. I will have a lot more to say about Florida House Bill 945 in another video coming out later this week. In this video, I will give you a quick overview of the known surveillance infrastructure collecting your pattern of life data. You can see this infrastructure all around you if you know what to look for, and we can even make a game out of it. As a child in the 1970s, I remember playing travel bingo in the backseat of the family car on long drives. I used travel bingo as my inspiration to create a new game called Surveillance Bingo. In addition to putting links to all my sources in the description, I am also including a link to a free download of my Surveillance Bingo card, so you can print it out and play yourself or give copies to your friends and family to help make them aware of how prevalent mass surveillance has become. The first surveillance technology seems rather harmless on the surface. Smart meters allow the power company to give you a detailed bill that shows not only how much electricity you used last month, but how much you used day by day and by time of day. Many of these meters can also distinguish between the types of electrical loads, such as water heaters, washing machines, lights, etc. How could this possibly be an invasion of privacy? A sudden decrease in hot water usage might indicate that you are not home, and a sudden increase in hot water usage may indicate that you have a guest staying with you. By itself, a change in your hot water usage doesn't mean much. However, it is a puzzle piece that AI can link with other pieces of your pattern of life data. We will come back to this in a moment. By this point, most people are aware of Flock license plate readers, so I am going to skip over them for now. The only thing I will point out right now is that Flock not only records your license plate number, but also your bumper stickers. So whether your bumper sticker is pro-life, pro-choice, pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian, etc., your views can be tied to your license plate, and by extension, tied directly to you. But let's talk briefly about one of Flock's competitors called Leonardo. You rarely see Leonardo license plate readers for two reasons. First, they are physically smaller than Flock cameras. Second, many of their license plate reader cameras are designed to be hidden in pull boxes, traffic barrels, truck toolboxes, and cargo carriers. But from a surveillance standpoint, what is better than knowing everywhere you drive your car? How about knowing who is in your car every time it passes a license plate reader? Leonardo uses an antenna array to capture the electromagnetic signature of all electronic devices in a vehicle and automatically associates them with the vehicle license plate. And by electronic devices, we are talking about everything from your cell phone, smartwatch, laptop, wireless headphones, medical devices such as a pacemaker or continuous glucose monitor, and even your pet if you have it chipped. What can AI do with the pattern of life data collected by SignalTrace? Imagine your coworker has car trouble and they ask you to give them a ride to work. SignalTrace would pick up their cell phone, smartwatch, laptop, and headphones in your car and know who those items belong to because they are associated with a different license plate. AI could then add that person to your list of known associates because you probably know the person if you let them ride in your car, especially if it happens 2 or 3 days in a row. Now let's talk about video streams from video doorbells such as the Amazon Ring doorbell. Last month, Ring ran a Super Bowl commercial promoting a feature called Search Party, which uses everyone's Ring doorbell to find lost pets. Privacy-minded people immediately saw where this technology was headed, especially considering last October's announcement that Amazon Ring was partnering with Flock Safety to share doorbell video with law enforcement. I want to personally thank the reporters at 404 Media for proving what I instantly suspected when I saw the Search Party ad during the Super Bowl. A leaked email from the Ring CEO made it clear Search Party was intended for finding more than just lost dogs. Quote, "You can now see a future where we are able to zero out crime in neighborhoods. Either lost dogs are committing a lot of crime, or Ring was planning to use their network of facial recognition-enabled cameras to search for more than dogs. I strongly encourage you, if you have a Ring camera in or on your home, please throw it away and replace it with something else. I made a video discussing better alternatives that I will link at the end of this video. What can AI do with the facial recognition feature on your video doorbell? If your doorbell sees someone enter your home, stay for 30 minutes, then leave, it can add that person to your list of known associates, as it is likely you wouldn't let a stranger stay in your house for that long. The more often or the longer that person stays, the stronger the connection that person likely is to you, just like the people whose home you may visit. Now let's talk about smart TVs. Last December, the Texas Attorney General sued the 5 largest TV makers for collecting screenshots of everything people view on their TV screens every half a second. This isn't just cable or broadcast content. It includes DVDs, PlayStation and Xbox video games, home movies, etc. Let's pause for just a moment and play a quick game of connect the dots. Let's assume a friend of yours holds views that are deemed a threat to the state of Florida under House Bill 945. What views are considered a threat to the interest of the state? Who knows? The bill doesn't list them, and you probably aren't authorized to know them anyway. Just be thankful you live in the free state of Florida. Because of their views, your friend gets labeled as an adversary of the state, and the, quote, domestic security task force starts digging into their patterns of life. One of the first questions the Domestic Security Task Force would likely want to answer is, who are your friend's known associates? Signal Trace tells them you gave your friend a ride to work 3 times over the past 2 months, and your video doorbell tells them your friend has visited your house 4 times in the past month. If they are looking for your friend and he isn't home, they may notice that you started using more hot water than usual 2 days ago, and you are now watching your friend's favorite Netflix show on your living room TV. At this point, you may have some explaining to do. Why are you associating with an enemy of the state? When holding the wrong views and opinions are enough to get you legally labeled as an adversary of the state, associating with people who hold those views involves a certain degree of risk. This is not a Flock camera. It is just an AI-enabled Flock microphone. I took this photo along a walking trail in Georgia last November. It was originally sold as a gunshot detector that would automatically summon law enforcement if it detects the sound of a gunshot. I know Flock increased the artificial intelligence capability of these devices, and I remember seeing on the Flock website that their AI-powered microphone would detect and record, quote, sounds of distress. But it did not elaborate on whether that included hearing a couple arguing while walking on a trail through a woods where they wrongly assumed they weren't being recorded. When I went to Flock's website, I found all the language about detecting and recording sounds of distress has been removed from their website. I then went to the Internet Archive to find a previous version of Flock's website. In what I can only describe as a gross act of hypocrisy, the company that claims a perpetual license to the data of everywhere you drive doesn't want anyone accessing earlier versions of their public website. Flock has asked the Internet Archive to exclude their website from the archive. I guess Flock cares about the privacy of their public website more than they care about your right to drive somewhere without them keeping a record of it in perpetuity. The next surveillance technology on my bingo card is called a halo sensor, which looks like a smoke detector and can often be found in public restrooms, especially in schools. The Halo Smart Sensor is a smoke detector that will also detect vapors from vape pens and count the number of people in the bathroom for your safety. It also has a cloud-connected microphone that listens for 5 programmed keyword triggers, and it uses AI for aggression detection. Here is my problem with both the AI-powered Flock microphones and the AI-powered Halo microphones. Today, they supposedly only listen for gunshots, keywords, and sounds of aggression. Even if that is true, what prevents someone in the future from enhancing the capability of these cloud-connected microphones to listen for people expressing views or opinions that are a threat to the interest of the state? If you are getting concerned about all the surveillance and want to know what you can do about it, I recommend 2 things. First, subscribe to this channel to stay informed. Second, I highly recommend the books, courses, newsletter, and consulting services offered by Watchman Privacy. I met the co-founders of Watchman Privacy last month at a privacy conference in Mexico City, and I had 2 enjoyable, lengthy conversations with them. They are all about helping people reclaim their privacy, whether that is teaching the general public through their books, courses, and newsletter, or providing privacy consulting for people with serious risk profiles. Use my link and get 10% off any purchases you make. In full disclosure, I will earn a commission which will help support this channel. Another piece of the surveillance infrastructure is Meta's AI glasses. This means people would be live streaming video from their glasses as they walk down the street, and Meta would be running facial recognition on that video stream, then notifying users who they are looking at. This has already been done by 2 Harvard students clear back in October 2024, but Meta is now going to make it a built-in feature for everyone. What could possibly go wrong? Then there are the smart streetlights made by Ubiquia that claim streetlights are the new face of public safety. How? By putting AI-powered sensors on every streetlight to collect data 24/7, including live streaming cameras and microphones. And, of course, by building license plate readers into streetlights. Then there are the live-view camera trailers, with multiple 32x zoom lenses on their cameras, on top of a 22-foot-tall mast. Based on the camera height, lens, and resolution, these cameras can detect people nearly 1 mile away and recognize people nearly a quarter mile away, way beyond the edge of the parking lots where you normally find them. Then there are dash cams. I have no problem with dash cams, and later this month I will be posting a video about the most private dash cams based on my own testing. What I do have a big problem with is Flock getting trillions of more images per month to feed into their Flock Nova AI platform to keep closer tabs on everyone's travels. Then there are modern cars themselves. I took this photo in a rental vehicle I had last year. It tells me the vehicle I am driving is transmitting vehicle data to Nissan and its business partners for, quote, various purposes. And the term vehicle data keeps getting broader as new cars are equipped with cameras in the dashboard to literally watch you drive to make sure that you are not impaired. I suspect one day soon these cameras will get facial recognition so they can report in real time who is driving them. Let's wrap up our surveillance bingo overview by looking at the brick-and-mortar retail stores. These stickers are traditional shelf labels that tell you what a product is and how much it costs. This is one version of the newer electronic shelf labels. They offer several advantages to the store in that the store can change prices instantly from one computer rather than having to pay an employee to walk around and change paper labels. However, many versions of these shelf labels have a Bluetooth transponder in them, so they can track your cell phone as you walk around the store. A friend of mine picked up a jar of baby food out of boredom while waiting for a prescription to be filled. He doesn't have children and isn't even married, but when he checked out, his receipt included a coupon for the exact brand of baby food he had picked up while killing time waiting for his prescription. I also had a subscriber tell me he had gone shopping and intentionally left his phone at home and paid cash. However, when he got home, he had an email on his phone from the store encouraging him to leave a review on one of the products he had just purchased. My only possible explanation is that the self-checkout terminal used facial recognition to tie his face to his purchase because he has the store app on his phone. Which surveillance technologies were the most surprising to you? Leonardo's signal trace tracking personal electronics in your vehicle? The smart street lights with cameras and microphones in them? Or the halo sensors listening for keywords in public restrooms? Or maybe you were already familiar with these surveillance technologies, but you were surprised the Free State of Florida is labeling people enemies of the state for holding views or opinions deemed a threat to the interest of the state. If you enjoyed this video, please join me for Office Hours, my live stream on the first and third Monday of each month. And if you would like to support my work and get additional content that is not YouTube algorithm friendly, please consider joining me on Patreon. I can't wait to read your comments.